Hey friends, welcome back to another episode in this Blazor 101 series. My name is Jeff Fritz, and today I want to talk to you about validators. Now, we saw about creating input elements so that we can create a form to capture data and persist it out to a service or a database, but before I send that data off, before it leaves the page, it'd be really nice if we provided some feedback to the folks that are interacting with our form so that they got some validation messages. They knew if they made a mistake, maybe they forgot to fill in a required field, or they typed in something that should be a phone number, but they keyed in something that was actually an email address instead. These types of simple validation checks, how can we do that with our forms inside of Blazor? In this video, we're going to go over to our code. In fact, we're going to bring back that exact same form that we were working with to capture our pizza order information, and we're going to add some validators to that so that we can validate that folks have keyed in an address and a city and a postal code and a phone number in order for our pizza delivery folks to be able to locate and deliver their pizza. Let's go take a look. All right, here we are looking at the Blazing Pizza sample again, and we're going to take a look at exactly how the validation works on our order entry form. Now, you see here, there's the onValidSubmit method. We talked about this in a previous video. And we also have this data annotations validator down here at the bottom. This component is going to help us run through and validate any data annotations that are on our form model object, in this case, the delivery address, that we want to inspect and enforce those validations on. Let's run this application and let's take a look at what this page looks like as we're keying in and working with our delivery address and the validators that go with it. So here I am, I've ordered a pepperoni pizza, and I now have my name and fields that I can key into. And some of these fields are required. Some of these fields have a maximum length. If I click place order, I immediately get this validation that has occurred, and it's enforcing that all of these fields are required. So let me go key in some values here. And I will specify exactly where I want my pizza delivered. 123 Main Street. And we'll send this to somewhere with a really long name that might be confusing to some folks, but I know exactly where it is. There we go. And region, so, oh no. So here's one of those features of my validation and my input text element. It's already revalidated. These other two revalidated and turned from a red background, a red border, to a green border. And this one, because it's too long, it's longer than 50 characters, it's still staying red and the error message has been updated. No, let's actually send it to Springfield. And my region, well, let's make it Springfield, Ohio. My postal code, I don't know. We'll just key in a whatever postal code. And all of my validators flip immediately and indicate that things are successful. They went to green borders from red borders. Now, the presence and the color of that border is one thing. There's an accessibility issue there. However, we include the validation summary for each one of those fields so that it will show that error message in addition to putting the border color on those fields that need updating. Let me head over and show you a little bit more about how we can customize the validation message for each one of those fields and how we can add an entire validation summary to this component. Let me head back over to the code real quick. So here in the address editor component where I have all those input text elements defined, I have this validation message element defined on lines 5, 13, 21, and further below.
and you can see validation message for, and it's specifying, here's the field that I want you to inspect and place a message next to this input text if there's an appropriate error message that we need to display. Okay, terrific. That's one item that we can do right there. We can also include a validation summary element over on our checkout page that will include and provide a summary of all of those error messages. So let me add one right here. There it is, validation summary. And it will just include all of those messages in this one place. I'll restart the application and we'll take a look at what this looks like. So now it might be a little hard to see because it's not placed in the best location, but I not only have the error messages reported over here on the right, right next to those fields because of that validation message component, but I've also got the summary down here, and these are the default required messages. They might be a little bit hard to read here. If I highlight them, it makes it a little bit easier to see with the red bullet next to them. So you're going to want to place these somewhere and format them prominently so that it's easy for folks to find. Since I placed them at the bottom of the screen below the place order button, they appear down here. So you have a bunch of options for how you want to provide validation. You're interacting with the component attributes that are providing the data annotation for each one of these fields that is going to make it easier for you to set up and configure validation that works not just with this page, not just with your user interface, but it also works with Entity Framework and your model binding going into ASP.NET Core APIs. So you'll get the exact same enforcement of those requirements, whether you're working on the server side or you're working here in user interface. Thanks so much for watching. I hope you enjoy learning a little bit more about validation. I've got some links just below the video here so that you can go and learn more about how you can do some more advanced tasks with adding additional validation, doing more complex checks and interactions with your fields. Happy coding!